Welcome to another episode of our midweek show, The Fantasy Lens, where we dive deep into NHL fantasy hockey specifics. This week, our focus is on Dynasty Leagues, but the World Junior Championships starting in just a few days. Nick is going to take the lead on this one. I'm handing it off to you, Nick.
All right, guys, this
and
is...
he hit his microphone.
He has to hit his mic at least once per episode, right? This is one of the funnest tournaments that exists. We do this draft every single year, or at least we do a preview of the World Juniors every single year since the existence of this podcast. And one of the major reasons why we do this is because it does give you an insight on some of these prospects moving forward in Dynasty Leagues. It also gives you a chance to scout these players for yourself to see if you want to trade for them, to see if these are the type of people that you want on your team moving forward in Dynasty Leagues. And this year, it's going to be a really fun year because there's quite a few teams that look like they have a chance to compete. There's the usual top four, which is Canada, Finland, Sweden, and USA. But you never know. There's always a Latvian goaltender that comes out of nowhere and steals the show, right?
I hope you pick him, Nick.
I hope so. There's always a Czech defenseman that does really well. So I'm very interested this year to see how it's going. I've also traded for some of these guys in the recent past. So I'm very excited to see how this is going moving forward. Junior, do you have, my friend, a way to randomize who picks first, our selection? It's going to be a snake draft. There's going to be 12 rounds. So hopefully this is interesting for everybody. And usually our mock drafts and our draft episodes tend to do really well with great feedback. So hopefully this is going to be one of those two. A goal is going to be worth 2 points, an assist 1 point. Game-winning goal is going to be an extra point. You know, those golden goals that Sidney Crosby scores back in the day, or
Ryan Getzlaf. A golden goal.
A goalie win is going to be 2 points. Hopefully you pick the right goalie because it's a little bit early to know who's going to be the starter. So let's go with that, Junior. And without further ado, present to us our randomizer?
Yes, the duck race. Here we go, 30-second race. Let's get it going. All right, so Junior's in the lead here. Oh, Nick is quacking his way up there, catching up, and Vince staying steady.
Junior, did you put it on stage or no?
Hold on. Nope, but it's there now.
That's okay. There's 10 seconds left.
It's the most exciting part of the race anyway. There you go. Coach Junior is wrapping it up for the final stretch. The
Vince,
sprint.
What are you wearing?
The sprint.
Apparently, I'm an old lady.
All right. No more ducks quacking. Okay. Shut up. And we're back. Nick, I'll put this on stage. Oh, look at this nice setup Nick prepared here.
It shows you that time.
All right, so Nick Junior here is picking first. Then it's co-host Nick. And then it is producer Vince. It's funny, guys. It's the same order as the league we don't talk about. So our partial breakaway co-host league. I'm giving you guys a beating, which is why you guys never talk about it. But I'm in first, Nick's in second, and producer Vince is in third. But to be honest, no one's really looked at it other than me. So,
well, there is a steak dinner on the line, so yeah, we have to look at it eventually.
We still owe Vince his steak dinner for last year. But
should,
that's going to
happen.
Should
be paid by Boxing Day.
Yeah, where it's on special. It costs less.
Half price.
Okay, guys, so I'm up first. Nick, did you want to add anything before we get started?
For PBLL, guys, I know we mentioned it last episode. Don't forget that your lineup counts for a prize, flash prize this week. So it's going to be merch from Partial Breakaway Podcast brought to you by Sportira. And we'll see who wins. So just keep an eye out. Make sure you're paying attention. There's not a lot of games this week, but at least there's a lot of reason to pay attention.
All right, so I'll go first. I don't care for what Pronman has to say. So I liked what I saw from the from the exhibition game I saw versus Sweden. I'm going with Gavin McKenna as my first overall pick for the World Juniors U20 Championship Fantasy Pool.
Great pick, Junior. Great pick. It makes a lot of sense why you would go there. I tend to like the older players a little bit more in these type of scenarios because it's a U20. So sometimes with the U20s, being 20 years old is quite an advantage. Having been there before is quite an advantage. I'm going to go with... from Team USA.
Ooh.
I'm a little bit nervous about doing this, but I'll do it anyways. I'm going to go with James Higgins.
Good pick. That's it.
Bitter Vince, your turn.
Listen, I'm just going to go back to back. I'll go Parekh and Cole Hudson.
Back-to-back defensemen.
Yeah, might as well take your best defensemen, no?
It's actually a very good strategy. I kind of like it. There's another player that I really like from Sweden, actually. And that is Mr. Ivar Stenberg.
That's it.
That's a little weird, Nick.
Why is that?
Well, I'm not going to say it in case Junior doesn't take him.
Well, Stenberg is supposed to be touted as a top three pick this year.
But you missed a guy who was picked top three.
That doesn't matter. Stenberg was my pick. Very happy with my pick.
So,
guys, Stenberg might be better than McKenna in the end.
I like Stenberg a lot, actually. I think I'm going to stick. We said game-winning goals count for more, right?
That is correct.
See, the player Vince is insinuating is Keaton Verhoef.
Definitely not.
No one else is going to be drafted top three that you're talking about that plays.
No, he said it was drafted last year.
Was drafted top three.
Oh. Sorry about that. I'm having issues here. Okay.
You don't need to know who Vince is talking about.
No. I'm not doing that. I'm going to go with things that make you go,
I forget what it's like having a draft with Junior.
With Junior?
Yeah.
What it's like. Nothing is that easy when it comes to Junior.
We can call him the handbrake, the hazard lights.
I like goals. I like goals. I'm going to go with Cole Iserman. I'm going to go with Cole Iserman. And then, back to back here.
Now we're entering round three.
Entering round three, I will go with... I'm going to go back to Team Canada, guys. I'm going to go back to Team Canada. Oh, and obviously, I just lost their freaking team. Ah, gosh.
This episode is still going to be an hour.
Yeah, sorry. No, but I lost my... here we go. Okay, sorry. So I'm going to go with another forward. I'm sticking with the forwards. I'm going to go with Porter Martone.
My God, look at that, Nick. He fell in your lap.
Yeah. Misa's coming off an injury. That's what scared me.
So that's a good point about Misa. The player that I was interested in, which I think that Vince is referring to, is somebody I recently traded for, which is Anton Frundell.
Yes, sir.
And I will grab him right here. So Vince, back to back again.
So Vince will go with Carter George and things that make you go, just need to see. Oh, why does it give me this guy? He didn't even make the team.
Why is it so long when Vince is in a draft?
Mission. Three, four.
Guys, okay, let's talk about Carter George. Do we think, Junior, that Carter George is somebody that is automatically the number one goaltender for Team Canada moving forward?
I think the Canadian goaltending situation is probably one of the most up for grabs. I think they have three reliable starters, but I think in the end, it is going to be Carter George.
I think I agree that he has the upper leg. I would love to see what Rivenbergen can do. And Ivankovic is one of those smaller goalies, but Dustin Wolf style could go left and right very easy. So I don't know.
Sorry, guys. I'm just trying to see Team USA
It's okay.
starting.
We're filling
I'm
the
just trying to
holes
look at their
with.
starting goaltender. It's telling me Trey Augustine, but he did not get released from Detroit, did he?
He's not with Detroit. He's still in Michigan. Michigan State, I believe.
Yeah, but on Elite Prospects, he's not even on the team. Do you see
Oh,
why
we
I'm
are using
hesitant?
Elite
Oh, but
Prospects, by the way.
he might be he might be too old to play.
It's under 20, don't forget.
Well, let me just see.
So, in the first three rounds, Junior, you have McKenna, Cole Eiserman, and Porter Marton. What are you thinking so far? How do you feel about these three players right off the bat?
I think Porter Marton sounds like a bit of a reach. I just think in these types of games, these types of tournaments, guys like him and like guys like Tiggja Gilna, they excel, right? The forecheck, the non-stop hitting, the getting in front of the net, and Mortone's got that skill too, right? Which is why I took him over Tiggja Gilna. I know he's not drafted yet, and maybe I'm playing my cards, but I don't know. I feel good. Look, I have Gavin McKenna. I can't complain. And Cole Eiserman's a lethal shooter. He's going to get all kinds of playing time plus power play time. How about you? Like, you got Higgins was supposed to be a top three pick in, for a long time. You got Stenberg that's going to be a top three pick. You got Frundell that was a top three pick. So you must be lucky. You must be happy with your first three picks this far, this so far.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very curious. I have two players from Sweden right now and one from the USA. I'm very surprised I don't have anybody from Canada, Team Canada yet. Who knows? I might have to try to remedy that now. But in these tournaments, it's going to be hard to see which team scores the most goals. I really like all of these players. They're not, none of them are as good as Gavin McKenna in my books. But I have a good balance, I feel, so far.
Holy moly.
Vince, anytime you're ready.
Well, I'm gonna say Trey Augustine, but because everywhere I go, it's Trey Augustine who's the goalie, so I'm gonna
So why
say
don't you
Trey.
just not get a goalie?
No, because I want the U.S. and Canada goalie, obviously, so I'm gonna say Trey Augustine.
How old is Trey Augustine?
He's
It
turning
says here
21 in February.
Team USA goalie trio for 2025. Trey
Forget
Augustine.
what you're looking at. How old is he?
Checking now.
He's turning 21 in February.
So there you go. So he's
So
on the team.
he might be too old to be on the team.
No,
It's a
he is
U20.
it. Yeah,
Well,
but
guys,
it's not.
this is the 2025 tournament or 20
Yeah, that's what I'm
2026?
saying. No, 2025 this.
No, it's 2026. Zeke Williams
2026.
on the 2025 team. It could be they didn't release their full roster yet.
No, they had to. They had no choice.
It was on. It was on.
Let me try something. Starting.
No, it's Caleb Hale, Nick Kempf, and AJ Reyes.
That's right.
Okay, so you have to type in 2026 IIHF and not 2025. Well, that's stupid. Boy. Okay, so I'm going to go with... who's likely to be number one? Nick Kempf. That's who I'm going with. Thank you.
For an uncertainty, you sure you wanted to go with a goalie there? At that point,
yep.
You don't know who's going to start.
Doesn't matter.
He's the most hard-headed person that you'll find, Junior. He had it in his mind that I have a strategy. I'm getting two defensemen and two goalies right off the bat.
Exactly.
And then the rest of us could fight over the forwards, right? And he'll take whatever is left over. But to me, I mean, there's some good names still left out there. There's some really good names out there.
Hit us with your best shot.
Yeah. Once an episode, you got to sing. It's just, it is what it is, right? Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. I have a couple of people that I'm really expecting to do well, but I don't want to take them yet. I'm hoping that they're going to fall to me later on. Let's see here. All right, I'm just going to do it. So I'm going to go with Michael Misa.
It's a good point to take him. Like I would have taken him with my next two picks if you.
It's round four. I'm in the middle of round four. Michael Misa is still supposed to be up there, right? So let's see what that does. Go ahead, Junior. You have two back-to-back picks. You close out round four here and move on to round five.
So I'll close out round four with another forward from Sweden, Victor Eklund.
Nice pick.
So he's a 19-year-old. He's going to get opportunity. He's going to probably be on that top line, hopefully, with Frundell. So that was my thinking behind that one.
I like to have Victor Eklund. He hasn't had the best start to his season so far after his high draft pedigree, but still quite a player that could excel in this type of short tournament, right?
Yeah. And then I will go with... So how many forwards do I have right now, Nick?
Four.
You know what? I think... I'm going to stay in Scandinavia. And I'm going to go with another lethal shooter, another lethal scorer. But this time from Finland, I'm going to take Emil Hemming.
Yeah. Very nice Dallas pick.
Yeah, also 19 years old. He's been there before, 6'2". I like this a lot.
I don't see him in the elite prospects roster.
Yeah, he's there.
He's the first forward.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, there was all kinds of letters next to his name, so I guess I didn't see that. Awesome. Very nice. All right. I'm going to move on to some defensemen here, and I'm going to go with one of the top defensemen for Team Canada that's supposed to be a very high pick this year, and that's Keaton Verhoef.
So does it worry you guys at all? Like now, Stenberg is 17, right? If I'm not mistaken. Stenberg, where are you? Where are you, Stenberg? Okay, he's 18. But does it worry you guys that taking draft eligible players, especially when they're 17,
they don't always
get the deployment, right? Just because they have a high pedigree.
That's right.
So that doesn't scare you guys off?
It does. But I still feel like he's one of the most talented defenders that Canada has. So it's hard to say. It's before the tournament, right? So we're kind of picking blind here of what the lineups are going to be like.
Yeah.
Other than the preliminary games that they've played so far. So we'll see. Bet on talent.
Bet on talent. That's what they say, huh? This is a bit nonchalant. Okay.
Okay, so instead of listening to Vince mumble noises for to kill time, why don't we actually go here and do a little reconnaissance on some of these players? Because, so, for people that are going to be drafting this year, Verhoef is one of the players that is supposed to go, I think, top five, Junior, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. According to Pronman, top three.
According to Pronman, top three, yeah. So, I'm going to look at Pronman's draft rankings here, actually.
Why? Okay, I got my guy. My two guys.
Go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to go with Keshawn Aitchison as my third and final defenseman.
I like that. I think that's a sneaky pick because I was thinking about him on my next turn.
Yeah, me too.
He's got one of the hardest shots in the tournament, so I wouldn't be surprised if we end up seeing him on the power play at some point.
Well, and what the hell? Make half fans love me. I'll take Michael Hage.
So just to be clear, ladies and gentlemen, Vince has no more defensemen and no more goalie slots available, so he has no choice but to go ahead and start picking some forwards here. I, on the other hand, do have some players available. I'm going to go back to Canada here. And I'm going to go ahead and pick... Oof. That's a hard one to decide now. Freak. I thought I knew what I was doing until I kind of.
Until you didn't.
A little bit sidetracked here.
Some Junior, players. Michael Hage. But since Nick is thinking, Michael Hage, can he be a top six forward?
Can he's he crack be a top six forward with, in the NHL? Oh, in the NHL. Yeah. I think so. More second line center than first line center, I think. I don't think he has the elite production to be a number one center. I could be wrong. I mean, he's got the tools. We'll see how it goes. But from what I've seen so far, I'd say more second line center than first. But he should have a good tournament because, I mean, they started him with McKenna and then now they switched him to the second line. But the top two lines for Team Canada are very potent.
Yeah. 28 points in 20 games with the with Michigan this year.
Pretty good.
Which is almost, let me just see. Yeah. Nick, are you thinking forward, goalie, defenseman? What are you thinking?
I'm actually going to go with a goalie. Nick. I want to go with a goalie from Sweden. And it's going to be Herman Liv. I think Sweden's going to have a very good team this year. So I'm expecting that to play a role here. And since Vince has the U.S. goalie and Canadian goalie, I think Sweden was the next best team on the docket. Junior.
What happened to your Latvia goalie?
Oh, yeah, there's still time. I still need a second goalie somewhere.
All right, so it's my turn again, back to back. I think I'm going to go back to Scandinavia for both these picks, and I'm going to take my first two defensemen off the board. I'm going to go with Kivi Harju from Finland and Alphonse Frege from Sweden.
Ah, ooh. I was hoping Frege would fall to me.
I feel like these are two very small puck-moving defensemen. which usually thrive in World Junior Tournament play.
Fridge is small?
Well, not small, but he's not...
I thought he's a fridge.
He's not heavy.
Look at you with your little jokes.
He's 6 foot one. Actually, he's 196 pounds. Yeah, he's a big ass boy. Whatever. Keep your
His first name is Alphonse. Come on. This guy can knock you out with one punch.
Drafted by the Winnipeg Jets, by the way. Graceful puck moving defenseman, capable of shifting his weight left and right with the same ease. Constantly applies deception to his every move and passes. His loose hips and swivering torso. Is this a porno or is this?
Jesus Christ! What are you? Are you describing a scene for the blind? So
this is basically Elite Prospects stating that he's an excellent puck moving defenseman. Pretty much smooth skater. Nick, I think I've said enough.
I think so too.
This episode just got explicit because of what you just said.
Okay. There's one guy that's just staring me in the face, and I'm like, I need to get this guy. I just need to get him because I just feel that he's going to put up points. And that, my friends, is Cole Reshny. Cole Reshny from Team Canada is probably one of the most underrated players on this team. I have such good high hopes for him. He's having a great year so far in the junior. So, yeah, I'm going with Reshny here.
Oh, well, let me see who got picked over here. We're looking at Eric Kos. All right, well, make Habs fan love me even more. I'll go with Al J. Mooney.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there.
Why?
So just speak about Al J. Mooney a bit, but then we have to a word from our sponsor.
Oh, no, Al J. Mooney's on the smaller side, but has the hands of a god and has great, great talent. So with the open ice, it should be to his advantage.
Yeah, small players can excel in these tournaments, even though they might not excel later in the NHL. More and more now, small players do excel in the NHL. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of impact he could have on that American team.
Okay, before we start on round 8, a word from our sponsors. DraftKings. The jaw-dropping moments that make hockey, hockey. Experience them all with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Missouri listeners, listen up. DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in the Show Me State. New customers, this one's for you. Bet just $5, and if your bet wins, you'll get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. That's code THPN to turn $5 into $200 in bonus bets if your bet wins. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY, which is 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort Kansas, pass-through of per wager tax may apply in Illinois. 21 plus age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Restrictions apply. Bet must win to receive bonus bets, which will expire in 7 days. Minimum odds required. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/audio. Limited time offer. Copyright NHL 2025. All rights reserved. Vince, to start round 8, who is the next player that you're going to surprise us with? You're on mute.
I don't want you guys to hear my pick, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Tejas Gilna.
This is freaking shit.
What happened, Nick? You had the chance.
I did.
Anything you want to add on?
I Listen, last year he had a good tournament last year. He's a year older. You're expecting a bit more responsibility. He's got a shot and a half for the power play. So, I mean, the problem with the World Juniors is in the NHL, you can go on lineup combos and they'll give you lineups so you know where they play. World Juniors is just harder because it's always a change of play depending which line is going, which line isn't. And all these kids are so talented that there really isn't a number four line, right? So I'm just going to go with Tidge.
All right. Well, it's a good pick. I mean, I cannot lie. It is a very good pick. I'm going to actually go with the goalie from Finland, who's supposed to be the starter, which is Petteri Rimpinen. And now that's down to you, my friend.
All right, so the top four teams in this tournament, the goalies are taken. I'm going to take the most experienced goalie of the tournament, and he's from Team Czech Republic, making him the first Czech Republic player taken in our draft. Milota, goaltender, obviously, of the Czech.
You could have waited for your goaltender. We all have our goaltenders.
Yeah, but I don't care. I wanted to make a statement that I'm not scared. okay, so now...
How do I spell his name? Because I don't see him under Czech.
Oh, you don't?
Not under Elite Prospects.
Maybe that's why he's not there, because that was probably based off last year. Awesome. Okay, well, that's not going to happen. He's not even on the team. Great. All right, so do I just take a goalie anyway now, since I was going to take a goalie, or?
No, you can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want. Okay, I'm going to go with a guy that I absolutely love his name, but more importantly, he's super clutch. The American, Terry Stiga.
Stiga.
Drafted by Nashville, he scored the golden goal, I believe, last year, right? The Americans won on that turnover, partial breakaway by Teddy Stiga. Boom! Giving gold to the Americans. And with my second pick of this back-to-back, round eight. So, Nick, I have two goalies, a defenseman, and a forward left to take. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
That is correct.
All right, Vince.
Yeah, listening.
Michael Hage, LJ Mooney, Tidje Ginla. Do you feel you might be lacking a little bit in firepower, or are you confident?
Well, I'm obviously lacking in forward firepower when compared to what you and Junior did. That's just my tactics were try to get the best offensive defenseman you can get, and then the two top goalies, since a win is 2 points. So that was the thinking around that. In the World Juniors, the backup always gets at least one start, so they'll play about three games. So that's why. But forward-wise, like Michael Hage, for me, I think is the key. I think he can easily jump to that first line next to McKenna because we've already seen it, or they've already tested it. And Mooney and McGillen, it's just more like compared to the Mises, Frandell, Stenberg, Hagens, and all that, it's a little a tier lower. But if they can get me a few points here and there, I mean, I'll be satisfied with that.
Sorry, guys, I just added shutout would be an additional point as well. I forgot to write that down before, but
now I want to change my goalies. I want to go with the Latvia goalie.
The Latvian goalie. It's always about the Latvian goalie, man. I'm
always.
You.
There's always one, man.
This is a really fun tournament to watch. Every year that we end up watching it, and it's especially if you're somebody that loves the draft.
Yeah.
This is number one. You see the players from the previous year, how much they've grown and how good they're doing, and you're also looking at first glance at some of these draft eligible guys that might be available. So it's always a lot of fun.
Okay, my defenseman's going to be, I'm going to stay with Czech Republic. I feel bad changing teams here, changing countries. So I'm going to take a defenseman, Adam Jiříček.
Adam Jiříček.
He got injured last year.
Yeah.
But high hopes for him.
Drafted by the Blues. Brother of Blues. David Jiříček, who was with Columbus, then got traded to Minnesota.
Who hasn't looked at the part yet.
No, has not looked the part yet. And David Adam Jiříček is going to be hopefully the play driver on this back end of the Czech Republic team. And hopefully they can cause a bit of trouble to some of the bigger teams and get me some points.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. It's a pretty good bet here. Well, there's this one guy that I really like from Team USA. And he is a draft pick that I had who I didn't know much about him. But William Horkoff, son of a former NHLer and quite the offensive guru, goal scorer for the U.S. So he was drafted by Pittsburgh in 2007, in the last draft. And also drafted by me in my league. And the only reason I found out about him was because of the fact that I used the hockey prospecting tool. And he had the highest chances of becoming a star out of everybody that was left in the sixth round. So I went out and I grabbed him. That's the only reason I know who he is. And I've followed him since. Vince.
Okay. I mean, listen, might as well just take... I'm going to throw darts in the board right now. My first one's going to be Max Plount. He's leading the NCAA in scoring. So, I mean, there's a reason you're leading the NCAA in scoring. So, I'm going to go with that. And then I'm going to go with one of my favorites, Adam Benac for the Czechs.
I think it's pronounced Benac. Benac.
Yeah, it could be Benac too. And, gonna go with him. 5'8". I like my team. My team is gonna be very small, short. We don't need all tall men in our team.
I agree. I'm not gonna go defenseman here because you guys have each filled out your defensive prospects. So I'm gonna go with my last forward. Hopefully before you guys grab him. And that's Trevor Connolly from the USA.
The one who did the boneheaded play.
That's right. But boneheaded or not, he's one of the elders of this team.
Mm-hmm.
Draft pick of the Vegas Golden Knights. And I expect him to be a goal scorer in this tournament.
The U.S. has a really veteran team. Like, all their players, besides three players, haven't gotten drafted. All the rest have.
Yeah,
been drafted already. Yeah. And they only have one 17-year-old, which is Chase Reed.
That's right.
A very experienced team, the U.S. U.S. is going to be scary in this tournament.
I hope so. I hope so, because I have a lot of their players. Junior.
Yeah.
You're up.
I'm going to go with... I'm debating between two players. One of them, I really like his name.
Oh, jeez.
Well, how Junior goes with liking the names.
No, it's not just liking the names, but he has a good track record in the juniors from Czech Republic. It's Adam Dzeko. But I also really like, I think his name is Milton Gastrin from Sweden. I'm going to go with Milton Gastrin for this one. He's a center and might center Stenberg. So I can see some firepower there. I liked what he scored a goal against Canada in the pre-tournament games. I'm going to take my chances with Gastrin.
And so that's the last forward that you were able to take. You have two goalies left.
Okay. So there's conflicting reports, which is why I got it wrong before. So Jacob Milota is a goalie for Czech Republic who was injured to start the year. He was drafted by Nashville, but he's the go-to number one if he's healthy. Now, as of a report from December 3rd, he made the team. So, you know what? I'll take my chances and I'll take Jacob Milota as my goalie here.
Just make sure I'm spelling it correctly.
So, Jacob, J-A-K-U-B, space, M-I-L-O-T-A.
All right. Thank you. Very nice. So, I have two defensemen left. And there's a few defensemen that I really like here. I actually think this guy might have a little bit of offense, but I mean, I'll just name them both because just end it here, right? Nobody else can take defensemen, so.
No, nobody else can take defensemen, Nick. They are all yours.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go with Radim Mrka from the Czechia team.
Beast.
He is a beast. He's more defensive, but I think that he might be the guy here on Czechia with the top power play and top everything, basically, when it comes to that. And I'm going to grab... I lost him now because he was Team USA, so just give me a second. But it's Brushkovic. I just forgot how to spell his name. But yeah, that's it. That's about it for me. So Henry Brushkovic is another player that I've drafted in Lama. So I'm going back to the well here. And he probably doesn't even fit in my Excel sheet here, his last name. All right. Go ahead. Back to back here. They both have to be forwards.
No. Yeah, I'm going to go with Luchenko as one of them. And then, which one can I go with? See, the next one is like Baudouin, Coates, Desaunier, Greentree.
I like Greentree. I think he's going to play fourth line, though.
Yeah, I'll go with Desaunier. Might as well. Fourth overall last year. Might have to prove something.
Desnoyers, you mean?
Desnoyers, sorry, I said Desaunier. Desnoyers. Yeah.
You make up your own names.
My own names, that's right.
Poor guy. Poor Caleb. All right. Junior, because I picked Henry Brushkovic as my last defenseman, it is up to you now.
I'm going to go with Slovakian goalie, 6'5", Michael Pradel.
Six foot five.
Detroit Red Wings draft pick.
Yeah, third round pick from the Detroit Red Wings. I think he plays with the Tri-City Americans. He seems to be the starter for that team. I'm just hoping he gets a shutout against Switzerland or who's that other team in that division? Because he's got a tough group. So the two, I think it was Germany. So hopefully he gets Germany and Switzerland. He can pull off a couple of shutouts, you know.
So nobody took the Latvian goalie.
I was scared.
No.
You were scared, eh? Would have been good entertainment, though.
Okay, guys. So overall, what do you think of your teams?
I think that my goalie should be getting a lot of shutouts and my defensemen should be leading in scoring, and then I might have a chance.
So I actually, I'm actually really happy with my team. I feel like I had a lot of, number one, it's a lot of high draft picks. Number two, there's a mix of veterans, meaning like 19-year-olds, and a mix of 18-year-olds in there. Very curious to see what these goalies are going to look like because I had never heard of any of them before this draft. but thank God for... Elite Prospects and ChatGTP. My defenseman is my weakest point, but I do feel like I might have the best forward group out of all of us here. Junior?
You definitely have probably the highest pedigree of forwards. I kind of like my team. I think I went on a limb, not a limb, but like the first half of my team is very popular players, and the second half is European players that were drafted second, third round that maybe are less popular, but I think in a tournament like this should do well. I think I have a very safe team. I think that's a good way to explain it. I have a safe team. Hopefully, there's some guys that could break out and help me win it all. My goalies will definitely not be my forte. I could tell you that much.
Yeah, definitely not.
We should have counted saves.
Should we do a quick rundown just to end the episode with the
You go,
names?
Nick. You go.
All right. So Junior starts off with a bang with Gavin McKenna. Then he goes with the Islanders goal scoring phenom Cole Iserman, Porter Martone, Victor Eklund, Emil Hemming, Arvin Kiviharju, Alfon Frege, Teddy Stiga, Adam Juracek, Milton Gastrin, Jacob Milota, and Michael Pradell. Nick ends up going with James Higgins, Ivar Stenberg, Anton Frandell, Michael Misa, Keaton Vierhoff, Herman Liv, Cole Reshny, Petteri Rimpinen, William Horkoff, Trevor Conley, Henry Bruschkowicz, and Radim Mirka. Bitter Vince goes with Zane Parekh, Cole Hudson, Carter George, Trey Augustine. Actually, it's Nicholas Kempf. I should correct that. Kayshon Aitchinson, who I love that pick. Michael Hage, great pick as well. AJ Mooney, we'll see. But definitely has the shootout talent. Tijeginla, Max Plante, who's killing it in the NCAA. Adam Benach, Jet Luchanko, and Caleb Desnoyers, or like Vince calls him, Desnoyers? What's
This
he called?
is Désolé.
Desharnais? Desaulniers?
Désolé.
So, guys, what are we betting? Like, what are we putting like a meal on this? Are we doing anything at all?
For a meal, are we really that hungry?
I don't know. I mean, we're going to the gym. We're getting hungrier.
Exactly.
We could think of something. We'll put something on the on the line.
Actually, why don't we put it to our listeners? Guys, what do you think that the loser of this small little mini fantasy football pool for the World Junior Championship should do? And then we could go from there.
Or what the loser should do.
I think that's what I just said, the loser. I didn't even say what the winner gets. What is the punishment for the loser of this pool, Vince, to do?
Oh, I have no idea. You're
Guys, who
putting me
won
on the
last year?
spot.
Who lost? I think I lost last year, eh?
Did we do this last year?
We do a preview every year. I can't remember if it was a
I
draft last
don't
year.
think we
I think
did
it was
draft last
actually a
year.
draft.
Yeah?
We have done drafts before for this, so and I think it
think it might
counts.
have been the year that
The year before?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, last year I don't remember doing a draft.
Me neither.
We did have a preview though, but I
Yeah.
don't think we had a draft. Yeah. So it
So
should be
guys,
fun.
who's taking it all?
I think it's Team USA as odds makers have Team USA, but Team Canada, if their young guns come out and they get solid goaltending, it doesn't have to be the best goaltending, but solid goaltending, they'll compete with the US.
Yeah, I think Canada's strongest point is their defense. They just have a really good defensive mix, but they don't have the same firepower as, let's say, even Sweden. Like, I find Sweden has firepower this year. US has crazy firepower. Finland, I feel like it's not their year necessarily, but they always tend to surprise.
Yeah, I think the top three teams are going to be Canada, U.S., and Sweden. I really like Sweden this year. I think they could put up a big, big fight with the Canadians and the Americans.
Yeah. Their defense is not bad either, Sweden.
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that. He was a player that I was looking at. If I had to choose one more defenseman, because he's like super offensive.
Yeah.
And when they're going to need a goal, I'm sure they're going to deploy him a lot.
Yeah, I wonder what Leo Salin Wallinius is going to do this year. He's been pretty good in the past.
Actually,
as well.
Canada was waiting to see if San Jose would have loaned them Dickinson, but they said no.
Yeah, they said no.
Yeah. But you know what happened, guys?
No, here we go.
I gave up my seat on the bus to a blind lady. And that's why I lost my job as a bus driver.
Put the outro music, please.
Have a good night, Pete. Merry Christmas. Enjoy time with the family and friends.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Have a merry, merry Christmas.
Make sure the kids enjoy it.
Happy
Let
holidays.
Them make a mess. Let them yell and scream.
If you can't catch the whole episode, don't forget to always watch our clips, engage, like, subscribe on YouTube, follow us on X, Instagram, and TikTok at Partial Break Pod. Guys, thanks again for the wonderful support this year, and we'll see you again in the new year.
I think we have another episode.
Is it going to be the new year or is it going to be before?
We have one more, baby.
The year-ending episode. That's going to be a good one.
Actually, that is. Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Have a good night.